One reason hospitals in Wisconsin ban smoking is image. After all, they're supposed to promote good health, not bad habits. Hospitals for veterans are also concerned about tobacco-related illness, but they're hamstrung. It's estimated that 34% of U.S. vets smoke, and they're given special protection to do so. A federal law, in effect since 1985, requires VA facilities to provide a place to smoke on hospital grounds. Now, five hospitals in the country are temporarily exempt. One of them is the VA hospital in Madison. Nathan Gareths is director.
The hospital itself is completely smoke-free. Our next push is going to be to have a smoke-free campus.
Gareth says one quarter of patients at the vet's hospital he oversees have problems linked to smoking, but efforts to limit tobacco at the Madison VA have been controversial. Gareth recalls the first effort 2 decades ago. A store within the hospital stopped selling cigarettes,
which was considered monumental, earth-shattering effort, and they thought the store might collapse because of the loss of profit. It didn't. It survived fine.
10 years later, smoking within the entire hospital is banned, with the exception of the psychiatry department. Now that exemption has gone up in smoke, and the hospital will be experimenting with a completely smoke-free campus. In the pilot project with Madison are 4 other vets' hospitals located in Minneapolis, Memphis, Cincinnati, and Pittsburgh. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.